Support for this podcast comes from
Esurance,
offering online tools and 24/7 service, insurance for the modern world.
More at esurance.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Obama administration and congressional lawmakers are rejecting a plea for clemency from Edward Snowden, who's in asylum in Russia. Snowden met with a German lawmaker last week and gave him a letter asking the U.S. for clemency for charges of allegedly leaking classified information from the National Security Agency. Snowden wrote, "Speaking the truth is not a crime." But White House advisor Dan Pfeiffer told ABC's This Week, clemency is not an option.
Mr. Snowden violated U.S. law and our belief has always been that he should return to the United States and face justice.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers agrees Snowden's leaks have triggered a firestorm among U.S. allies over allegations the U.S. spied on them. Secretary of State John Kerry is on a tour of the Middle East that started today with a surprise visit to Egypt. NPR's Leila Fadel reports.
It was a sign of just how much has changed between the U.S. and Egypt, once its most stalwart ally in the Arab world, that the visit was shrouded in secrecy. In a Cairo press conference with Egypt's foreign minister, Kerry acknowledged turbulence between the two nations, but said the U.S. is committed to the Egyptian people and praised the interim government for taking steps towards holding an election next year.
The United States believes that the U.S.-Egypt partnership is going to be strongest when Egypt is represented by an inclusive, democratically elected civilian government.
The U.S. has suspended a sizable amount of U.S. military aid to Egypt following a wide crackdown on Morsi supporters. Over 1,000 people have been killed so far. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
An Israeli drone crashed in the Gaza Strip today. Israel says it went down because of a technical malfunction. A Palestinian militant group says it shot the drone down and has seized it. Israeli officials say they're investigating. Israel's one of the world's largest manufacturers of military drones. The World Food Program says it distributed food aid to a record 3.3 million Syrians last month. But as Lisa Schlein reports, the WFP says the aid still falls short.
WFP spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says more areas in Syria are becoming inaccessible to aid agencies because of the intensification of the conflict, especially near Damascus.
WFP is still very concerned about the fate of many Syrians trapped in conflict area and still in need of urgent food assistance.
Beers says WFP is monitoring reports of emerging malnutrition among children in besieged areas. She notes the UN Food Agency has been unable to access 38 locations in rural Damascus for more than a year. The residents are cut off from food, medical supplies, and other basic items. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR. A terminal at the Birmingham Shuttleworth International Airport is back open after a threat this afternoon prompted an evacuation, flight diversions, and an investigation by bomb technicians. Officials say an airport employee found a note containing the threat. The incident comes after Friday's shooting at Los Angeles International Airport left a TSA agent dead. The TSA administrator is planning to go to Congress to call for a thorough reexamination of federal airport security policy. In a New Orleans courtroom tomorrow, oil giant BP will try to reverse a multi-billion dollar settlement for the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. BP had agreed to a payment system worked out with the residents and businesses, but now it's arguing the deal is being misinterpreted and the administrator is allowing payment for some fraudulent claims. The New York City Marathon was back in action today after Superstorm Sandy forced it to be canceled last year. It was run without incident, as Jim O'Grady of member station WNYC reports.
2 million supporters lined the 26.2-mile route, cheering the more than 48,000 runners who started the race. Chip Fernandez stood in Brooklyn, sending supportive thoughts to his fiance, runner Eileen Sanfelipe.
Sweetheart, you got this. It's going to be easy for you. Hurry up so we can have some barbecue.
Marathon organizers say they spent $1 million on security this year, more than twice as much as last year, in response to the Boston Marathon bombing. For NPR News, I'm Jim O'Grady in New York.
Kenyans won both the women's and men's races today. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.